Hey, welcome to Backpack Pod. We're Jack and Jess, and through this podcast, we're going to take you around Southeast Asia with us. It's going to be like you're here, and it might get stressful, because this is unedited, warts and all, good times and bad. Hopefully you'll get some tips, or at least a lol at our expense. But tune in, and happy listening. Lots of love, Jess. Hello, welcome to the second episode of Backpack Pod. In today's episode, we're going to go through our highs and lows and tips of Bangkok and what we've learned basically from staying there. At the minute, we are in an Irish pub in Chiang Mai. And so the background noise you can hear is the music. And we're also by a road, so you might hear some motorbikes like zooming past. Isn't that, what are they like in the night?
Yeah, they're so annoying. You think you're just getting off to sleep and then... Literally, that as we're well speaking, timed. Yeah, that was well timed. You hear that?
Yeah, and they are really loud. I know. But I think that's how people get around, isn't it?
I don't think they're very good. That's why they have to keep
revving it. Yeah. Yeah. So that's where we are. That's our background noise explanation for you. But yeah, I hope you can kind of feel the atmosphere through the airwaves. So we're going to start with our highs, because obviously, I'm just going to reiterate the point that these podcasts are trying to give you a, like, what's and all version
exactly.
Of backpacking. Because I think a lot of blogs you read, it's very, like, rose-tinted glasses. Like, they say, oh, I wish we hadn't done this because it was expensive. But they never say, like, oh...
This was shit.
Basically, this was rubbish. Yeah. Or we were conned. Or we were scammed. Yeah. Like, things like that. So, I think so. I think there's a gap in the market for it. So
yeah, definitely.
That's what we're going to do.
Refreshing it is.
But we aren't going to start with the...
The lows,
the pits.
Start with the highs.
Start with the highs.
Bring you in nicely.
Bring you in nicely, yeah. So, what did we enjoy in Bangkok? It was good. It took us a while to get used to.
It was good. I think the first day threw us off a lot, didn't it, with the scam,
which we got
mentioned in the last episode.
We liked our hostel because it was quite nice. The aircon was good.
The aircon was great in the hostel,
We really liked the temples that we went to.
Yeah, the temples were good,
My favourite one was Golden Mount Temple, which we went to on like the last day, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a bit different, wasn't it? You wore us off it and you got a nice view at the end. And
I think the dangers are when you're around these places is there's a lot of beautiful temples.
Yeah.
And I think if you go to too many, and they say this a lot on like blogs and stuff, is that you can get a bit...
Templed out.
Basically. Like you just... You're not appreciating how beautiful they are, really,
seeing like three that are really similar. So
like, you're seeing similar things, but you know, they all mean different things, of course, and culturally they're so significant. And we're learning a lot about Buddhism, aren't we? And
we
stuff.
Are,
so that's really good. But Golden Mount Temple was nice because we'd kind of had a break, hadn't we, from the temples?
Yeah.
And you had to climb about 300 steps up to the top, and then you got a really good view of the city. But I feel like because you kind of achieved, you know, like you walked all these steps,
you've enjoyed it.
Yeah, and you can just take a minute to just stand at the top because you're catching your breath.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, it's nice. It was really nice up there.
Yeah, it's my favourite temple, I think.
Yeah, definitely. And there was a lot of like bell ringing. You could bang a gong 3 times for good luck. And it just was peaceful.
Yeah, it was.
It was really nice. I like that.
More peaceful.
Yeah. We did manage on the... second or third day to get a proper boat through Bangkok to
cost us about 50p.
Oh, it was ridiculous. Like, considering we spent £50 to £75 on the first one that we got conned. Yeah, this one's like 50p and it took us all the landmarks. We went to the flower market where there's a lovely cafe that we really enjoyed. Floral cafe.
Great, yeah.
Opposite
really
the flower
cool
market.
It's
really
like
nice.
Somewhere on Bold Street.
Yeah, like we live in Liverpool. So Bold Street's like the bohemian place. It's got all them kind of cafes done. You know what we mean, like the hipster cafes.
Yeah,
I can't think of an alternative. I'm sure there's somewhere in London, but I don't know it very well.
Yeah.
Shoreditch, maybe?
Maybe,
we don't know London. We're going to sound like idiots to anyone. All the London-centrics out there will be like, yeah, that is ridiculous. That's a ridiculous thing to say. Went to an 8-story mall, which I think is featured in Jack Whitehall's thing.
We thought it was, but we couldn't see. He did like a trampoline thing there, didn't he? But we couldn't see it when we went.
No, we didn't
so
see
I don't
that.
Know if it's still there.
But it was cool, I think, because it was more authentic. It felt like that's what the locals do over
everyone
a weekend.
Everyone there was local, pretty much.
Yeah, and it was nice. Sort of also, I got my phone screen replaced.
That's the best part.
Yeah,
of it.
And that was like less than £20 equivalent, so that's pretty good.
Pretty good.
That was good, because like now I'm not just using Jack's phone all the time, because it was annoying him, I think. I think that was our highs. So basically we enjoyed, we got used to it after the initial throwing ourselves into it.
We were a bit put off at first, weren't we? But then...
Also, I actually don't think we kind of researched it enough.
No, we didn't. We kind of just got in and then woke up and went, what should we do today?
Yeah, exactly. But then when we got into our own rhythm, which I think there's benefits to going along with it, and there are benefits to planning ahead, and it depends on what you want to do.
Yeah.
But I think in Bangkok, it kind of merits like planning as you go along, because
it does, yeah.
It's so hustle and bustle that like things, if you're really set on one idea, then it probably won't happen. So if you just go along with your day, like it's fine. And we did that, we did enjoy it. Okay, so the lows. obviously the scam.
First of all, the last episode we touched on that briefly.
And that really threw us off, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It ruined that kind of the whole day, didn't it?
Yeah.
We were on edge.
Exactly, and we got a bad impression, I think, of the city.
I know.
It was a bit like, everyone's out to get us.
Yeah,
But when you get like an experience like that, it kind of shakes you up a little bit.
I think you just have to, just every time someone comes up to the news feed, just ignore them.
Yeah,
because they're always trying to scam you.
And obviously, we're going to do tips at the end, but I mean, it links into this one.
Yeah.
Read what other people say.
Yeah.
Because we have a book, a perfectly good, like a Lonely Planet guide to Southeast Asia, which is really good. And it says in it, avoid tuk-tuks for 20 baht.
I know. But I read it and I was like, it mentioned something about 20 baht for tuk-tuks. So I thought that's how much they should cost.
Well, yeah, we didn't.
And
really
we were doing the right thing.
So, you know,
when you think
research,
about it, it makes no sense because they're about 50p.
Exactly. So we've learned from that scam.
Yeah, it does.
I feel like it hasn't happened again yet.
No.
Maybe when we go to the next country, it's been like Vietnam. But no, it hasn't happened yet. So. We've definitely learned from that. And it was an experience.
Yeah.
It's funny to talk about.
Of course, yeah. We'll laugh about that.
Jack got ill.
I did. I got ill. I woke up and I was just burping all day.
There
was a large, considerable burp, I'd say, every like 20 seconds throughout the day.
It was very strange.
It was really annoying. I was in a lot of discomfort.
My mum's a nurse. I texted her. I was like, what does it mean if Jack cannot stop burping? It was like, just, it looked uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And Mum said, "Have you had spicy food?" And we'd had a curry and stuff. And anyway, we're like, "Get some milk or some."
We started watching the match, and we got.
So we went out to watch a Liverpool match, and I looked over, and he was like.
We got to half time, and I was just like, I felt nauseous, but I didn't know if it was just because I was gassy or whether I was.
And like,
he
wants to watch the match. And I was like, "Oh, we should probably."
And I was
go back.
Desperate to carry on. And in the end, I just couldn't do it. We went home. Walking around the room, burping for every 5 seconds.
Yeah. And he ended up being sick.
I ended up being sick in the end, and I felt loads better. So
exactly, just needed cleared to be sick. It out. I feel like he cleared it out.
But it did get worse from then because I did proceed to then.
I don't know whether you should include this in here.
To then shit myself in the middle of the night.
You just said that very loud in a pub.
Well,
people are eating.
I don't think anyone's listening.
Okay.
But that did happen, and
things happen.
Bit of a bad belly the next day.
Yeah.
But I'm over
it
now.
Actually, didn't last very long. It didn't last too long.
Yeah. It was one. Obviously, I'd eaten one thing, and then my body was just like, get rid of this.
Mm. Lol.
That's what happened.
Well, there you go. He wanted to tell you that. I told him. I said, you don't have to tell
me. We said that it was going to be a warts and all, and
okay.
I'm sticking to the format.
He seems to want to put it in. We're in Chiang Mai now, which is northern Thailand.
Yeah.
We had to get a 10-hour bus here, which was fine, actually. The bus was okay. Jack slept all of it. I couldn't sleep. But that's just because I didn't want to. I just couldn't.
Mm.
I watched all of the Madeleine McCann thing.
I didn't watch
Netflix.
Any of it, so I'm going to have to catch up now.
But I watched all of it on that bus journey. It was actually, the bus journey itself was fine.
Still,
safe,
it was completely
got here fine.
Fine.
Yeah. But, so it was the Monday that we checked out our hostel in Bangkok.
Yeah, Monday.
We wanted to go and make sure we could get a ticket, but the bus station was a bit further out.
Yeah, you can't really do anything around there.
No.
We had all our bags with us, so we didn't want to leave the bus.
We were like,
station.
Oh, we'll just go book it and we'll wait at the bus station. They have aircon, they have Wi-Fi.
No,
they did not.
Didn't have either of them things.
It was so hot all day.
It was boiling, we had no Wi-Fi.
We were there for about 8 hours.
It was really claustrophobic as well.
Yeah.
It was like an airport lounge, but all the seats were really close together. And then we just,
it was about 9 hours, wasn't it?
It was a
long
time.
Because we got
there
at 12. And the bus wasn't until 9.
Yeah, it was 9 hours.
9 hours, we were waiting.
With no aircon,
so hot.
No Wi-Fi.
We had 30 minutes of Wi-Fi near KFC.
And that was it, yeah.
That was it.
And that was at the beginning.
We're such millennials.
I
think overall, there was nothing catastrophic happened. It's just classic, like bad belly.
Yeah.
Lose a bit of money, get a bit scammed, and you know, travel.
Yeah.
Just travel's
a bit
rubbish, isn't
it?
Yeah. Like especially when you're on a budget.
Yeah. Definitely.
So you know, but the highs definitely outweigh the lows, and I think from beginning to end, we enjoyed Bangkok more and more.
We did, yeah. We did as we progressed.
Yeah.
We got over that scam.
Yeah. Exactly.
It got a bit better.
Yeah. So what we've learned and our biggest tips from Bangkok, I would say first off, don't immediately be put off by it. Like, because I think it's so easy to be.
I think we were a little bit.
It's so confusing, so busy.
I just felt like I was going to get lost every time I walked anywhere.
Yeah. or scammed.
Yeah, or lost or scammed.
It doesn't feel unsafe, does it? It just feels like you're like vulnerable to.
Yeah, you're on edge though a lot.
Yeah.
But you've got to like, because in reality, we weren't really.
No,
it was our own fault
that
we got scammed.
Area.
We didn't get robbed or anything like that.
Exactly.
It's just like we just felt like we were gonna get.
Yeah, we're in a touristy area as well, so there's a lot of backpackers around. Like, it was cool. Planning and researching, definitely, before you go. Just not even go mad. Just be like, that's what five things you want to do, and make sure you do them. Like, kind of thing. Just like. And you can do it as you go along. Like I said, I think Bangkok like merits that. Like it does. Like it allows for it, but.
I'd have an idea.
Yeah. Buy a travel book.
Stick like to the book.
No, but they have such good suggestions.
They're good, yeah.
Since you've been in Chiang Mai, which we're not going into because that's for the next episode, keep the material.
Yeah.
It's given us like good restaurant tips. Like, we had this fish yesterday. Oh god, it was so good, and that was
great,
the that was from the book.
That's everything we did with so far, I think, it's from
the book,
isn't it?
But so definitely that. Yeah.
Trust the book. The book knows best.
And learn about the scams, the local scams, before you go, because then you'll know how to turn them down.
Yeah.
Get a travel book. Maybe a SIM card, I think.
I would like a SIM card,
If you are a millennial like us, and just because of that bus place.
Yeah.
Because we rocked up on the day and thought there was going to be aircon and Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
There wasn't,
and
so.
There wasn't, And we had to wait an hour.
If you're going to get itchy feet because you're not connected to the world, then maybe invest in a SIM. Because they seem really cheap. We haven't actually looked into it, so maybe by next podcast we could tell you a bit more about that. Next time, we are going to go through what we've been up to in Chiang Mai, in northern Thailand, so far. What haven't we been up to?
We'll find out.
You'll find out next time. Oh, yeah. Find out what happened to us when we got locked out of our hostel room for 8 hours?
Maybe even more. What was it? 10 o'clock till about 8 hours,
That's a funny story. Tune in.
Yeah.
Sounds like we're doing these things on purpose, but no, we actually, this genuinely has happened to us because we're fools. But it's good material. Honestly, it writes itself these days. We're going to be doing an elephant sanctuary tomorrow, an ethical one. No riding, no bathing. And
Thai cooking course.
We're doing a Thai cooking course on Saturday, so learn all about that next week.
Yeah.
We're also flying down to Phuket to volunteer on a dog sanctuary. But that won't be in the next episode, I don't think.
Another two weeks.
You have to wait for that one. But yeah, I hope you've enjoyed it. We've tried to be a bit more structured, but obviously it's all a bit all over the place. But we hope that you've learned from our peaks, pits and tips. especially if you're travelling and you're going to Bangkok, then you'll know. Don't think a tuk-tuk's okay for 20 baht,
no.
It's not.
Tuk-tuks in general are a rip-off.
Yeah, they are, but if they're saying it's 20 baht,
you're
paying like 50 quid more for some.
That didn't make any sense from now I look back on it.
Anyway.
Oh well.
You live and you learn, don't you?
you really do.
But yeah, I'm going to sign out. Are you going to say goodbye, Jack?
Goodbye, everyone.
Jack spoke more on this one, hasn't he?
A little bit, yeah. I was a bit offended by when you said that I didn't speak. I think people at home think I'm some sort of weird.
My brother texted me like, Jack said a lot, lol.
Yeah, weird mute or something.
No, he's not. He can talk. He does talk.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hope you enjoyed this week. And tune in next time to learn about us getting locked out, another fiasco, and other things that we've been doing around Chiang Mai. Okay, thank you very much. Ta-ta.
Bye.